Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast. Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, publisher Jody Demling here, and Chris Mack has picked up a big one. This one coming from the transfer portal. It's the new way to recruit, really, but he gets a commitment from Florida transfer Noah Locke, and it really helps answer some of the questions that Louisville had last year in finding somebody that could consistently hit from outside. So, Jody, this is a big commitment, a former four-star commitment out of, like I said, transferring from Florida that is now committed and will be in a Louisville uniform come next year.
No doubt about it. They needed shooters, and now what they've done is address the situation in the backcourt. The three guys that are coming in with Locke and Matt Cross and Jared West really help address those kind of things, Michael. It's such a big thing that you're at a baseball game, and I'm in my daughter's lacrosse game, and we're doing a podcast. So I'm actually standing in the rain. I know you're in the suite there, so at least you're not getting wet. But huge commitment, and give Mike Begese props. They recruited this kid, Noah Locke, out of high school when the staff was at Xavier, built good relationship with him. And, you know, Noah Locke said that he wanted to, when he went into the portal, he wanted to consider only those schools that he knew a lot about, because not that he didn't listen to some of the other ones, but those were the schools that he knew about were the ones that he really considered a lot, because he wasn't going to be able to visit places. And he wanted to get this done. He wanted to get it over with. And, you know, Xavier, Chris Mack, when he was at Xavier, they had him on an official visit. And at one point or another, it seemed like Xavier was going to get him over at that time, UConn, Ohio State, and Florida, among others. And now Chris Mack gets him. This time he's at Louisville and lands Noah Locke. It's just a big it's a big relief for Louisville to get some help in the backcourt and to get somebody that, quite honestly, is as what I would call him, as deadly of a shooter as we've seen in a Louisville uniform for quite some time.
Yeah, he started 79 of 92 games during his time at Florida. Still has 2 years remaining. Last year averaged 10.1 points a game. And you talk about his shooting. He had 40.8% for his career, 40.3% from behind the three-point arc. Those are some huge numbers. And really, as we've been talking about all season, that's really been, you know, an area of struggle for Chris Mack's team this past season. You mentioned the other guys in West and Cross, and now you throw Locke into that mix, and you're certainly answering those big questions. So a huge pickup, a guy, like we mentioned, was a top 100 kid, a four-star kid coming out of high school, that really gives Louisville a boost. And Jody, it's crazy in this new world of recruiting how quickly things can change. I mean, in just a couple months, how much they've gone from a team that can't shoot to now having multiple guys that not only can shoot, but have experience on the college level in big time games that can do just that. Sounds like something in the background happened good there, hopefully, for your daughter, but
it wasn't our team. No, it wasn't our team, but hey,
they're cheering on this commitment is what it is.
Chris Mack's got all the good news today, and nothing good news from our lacrosse game, but no, you're right. And look, this is a recruitment that, it's weird now. It's a different, there is a different recruiting season now, and it's going to stay this way. And quite honestly, I think it's only going to get, I don't know if worse is the right word, because I haven't decided yet if it's better or worse, but it's only going to get more and more crazy as the years go on. So Thursday is when they are expected to pop that vote and make that news that the one-time transfer is legit and you can do it. And when that happens, then all these guys become eligible. So I think it's only going to get crazier down the road, in my opinion. And Louisville has taken advantage of it. Louisville's done a great job. I mean, you go all the way back to Damian Lee and Trey Lewis that year. Louisville's done a great job of getting the recruits or the transfer guys that can help them. I mean, think of all of the guys. I was trying to list. I mean, you know, and yes, you throw Charles Mindlin in as one that didn't work out, but his was an injury more than anything. So we really don't know, but there hadn't been many that didn't really work out. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I guess Quan Four wasn't great, you know, when they got him. But really, most of the transfers have come in and really done a really good job of helping this team and the program get better. And I definitely think that that's going to be the case this year. And look, Chris McNew, you know, you ask him, are you going to play different? Are you going to play, you know, and he talked about the fast pace and he talked about, you know, moving the ball around and all that. You have to have shooters to do that kind of thing. You really do. I mean, Louisville won 13 games, you know, this year without, you know, with Carleek and David kind of driving and really without a guy that can score and shoot. I don't think there was a guy on that Louisville team this year that could have ever been a 40% three-point shooter, much less Noah Locke making 81 threes as a freshman, which is the Florida freshman record. You know, he started 79 games. He played in 92. You're talking about three guys, you know, two of the three guys, Matt Cross, only 14 games of experience. But with, you know, with Jared West and with Noah Locke, that's over 200 games of experience, Michael. And I think that that's going to help out also. And, hey, you know the really good thing about Noah Locke? He has 2 years of eligibility left.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, he leaves Florida ranked amongst that program's top 10 in three-pointers made. So that's another, you know, little factoid you could throw on his resume to show how good of a shooter he is. And Jody, you put together a great breakdown of how the roster looks right now as we're speaking. And you almost have to timestamp it in this world. But if you look at things, obviously Louisville's lost Josh Nickleberry, Aiden Iguiana have both decided to transfer out. And I think to this point, when you look at the rest of the roster, and certainly David Johnson still has a decision to make. We heard from Carleek Jones the other day that he's going to test the waters and it's potential that he could return. But in addition to that, you know, you really kind of have to tip your hat to Chris Mack and the job that he has done in holding the rest of the meat of his roster together. I mean, you pick a school out of the hat and they're losing multiple, you know, impact players. And at this point, I mean, if we're being honest, I mean, both Nickleberry and Iguiana certainly weren't impact players. So, I mean, at this point, knock on wood, it'll stay that way for Chris Mack moving forward. But for those who haven't had an opportunity yet, go to CardinalAuthority.com and check out the breakdown that Jody has of the roster. I mean, it's a great little synopsis of where things stand right now.
Yeah, and what will happen from here on out, Louisville will continue to be involved with some prospects. They'll continue the dialogue with Rocket Watts. I don't know that he becomes an option at this point. I'm not, you know, I guess it's kind of up in the air. I know there has been dialogue. He will also continue, Louisville will also continue. They'll look and see, if there's any other guys that in the portal or go into the portal, that they're interested in. And there will be, there probably will be. There's guys going in day after day after day after day. I mean, it's ridiculous, how many are going in there. So they'll continue to do that with the fact or the notion that David Johnson's not probably, I mean, I would say probably not going to be around. That's just my gut feeling. And it's what that, a lot of the people around David are saying. So, he's trying to sort through things right now, I think, and then we'll figure it out and try to get, a decision out at some point, I would imagine sooner rather than later. But Louisville would add one more if David Johnson does not come back, then Louisville would add more. And I still at this point think that it would be a backcourt guy and not a big man. But as of right now, there's just not a lot out there as far as big guys are concerned. There's not a lot of really quality out there. There's a lot of guards out there. And again, I don't know. I mean, the next guy could be, quite honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Louisville, if you know, Rocket Watts is a guy that struggled shooting. I don't think there's any question. You can see that. Everybody can see that. So I wouldn't be shocked if, and I haven't looked through the portal close enough, you know, everybody, you know, Louisville was focused on Locke. They were focused on Armaan Franklin and Locke, and then Rocket Watts were the three. So now that they have this, it'll be interesting to see this week when they have a recruiting meeting as a staff, when they kind of get together, kind of where they go from here. Do they have anybody in mind at this point, I'm not sure that they really do right now. But it wouldn't shock me if the next guy, when or if David goes, is another guy that's another shooter. Because I think Chris Mack really understands how lacking they were this year, and they really need to continue to add that. So that's where it is right now. You can check out all the stuff. We'll have a Q&A with Noah Locke up later. We have the Noah Locke story, and we've got a complete breakdown of the roster. It's all kind of fun stuff right now. It's a different recruiting period. Won't be long. I'll be back out on the road. We'll be able to do some of the normal recruiting period, which is kind of fun. But this time it is a different kind of recruiting period. It's the transfer portal, and Louisville scores again with Noah Locke. For Michael McCammon at the baseball game, my daughter's team's losing, by the way. We're getting ready to end this game in the rain, thank goodness, for lacrosse. We're not mutters, is what I said. We're not a team that likes it that likes to play lacrosse in the mud. So, but for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling, the publisher of CardinalAuthority.com. Keep clicking. This is in a special edition of the CardsCast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.